Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota on Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit toyotaonnicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com.
Hello again from the Frank Fryer. You are listening to another episode of the TFF Podcast. That is the Frank Fryer Podcast. I'm the Frank Fryer, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reaching out to you all from New York City, in particularly the Bronx. And today I want to talk a little bit about my brother, Bo. Now, when I say brother, I don't mean a religious brother in this way. I mean my actual biological brother, Bo. He is my little brother. And today, this podcast is being released on April 23rd, and it's his birthday. Now, I'm not going to reveal his age because that's not my business to be revealing. But there's been a lot going on in the last few weeks about, you know, vocations and the youth and things getting prepared in the church for the synod of youth and vocations this fall and et cetera. And it got me thinking about my own relationship with my brother because he's a married guy. They've been married even before I took vows. So for many years now, he's got two wonderful daughters, you know, so I got two nieces and et cetera. And my brother and I are not just brothers now, but we're also amazing friends. And I believe one of the ways that this friendship between him and I occurred and has been able to really grow and blossom over these years is because of the religious life that I'm in. And what do I mean by that? Well, when we were kids, you know, I'm from a rural area in Michigan, so we were like the only sort of young ones around and et cetera, unless you wanted to walk through fields and go to the neighbors' houses and et cetera. So even though we had all this space, it was sort of a relative pressure cooker because we were always sort of stuck around each other. And he and I are very different. We have many gifts and different personality traits and et cetera. You know, I was always one sort of prone to books and et cetera. And he was one that can just like look at a machine and really take it apart in his mind and et cetera. So I being the older brother and very socially minded, you know, doing a lot of you know, Boy Scout activities, social engagement, et cetera, I created a very big shadow that he had to live in. And he and I, to say he and I used to fight was an understatement. And my brother Bo sort of got my dad's English side of the gene pool. So he's a very short, stout guy. And I've got my mother's Germanic side. And so I'm very tall and big guy, too. So I always had, you know, good 5-6 inches on him. And, you know, I used to always sort of do better in the old physical altercations than he. And, you know, for years, it was just constantly fighting all the time and upsetting our parents because he and I were always sort of going at each other and throwing fists and just terrible, terrible things, you know. Maybe not as bad as Cain and Abel, but, you know, it was pretty rough, I'll say that much. And then I went off to college, and I went to college at Northern Michigan University, which was a good 8 hours away, depending on how the weather was, from my house. So I began to cultivate a life away from my family and et cetera, and he was able to sort of step out from behind my shadows. But there was never really during that period any reconciliation between us. It was just sort of, I'm back for a couple of days, good to see you, how you doing? He'd go off with his friends, I would try to keep in touch with my friends, and et cetera. And, you know, that was sort of the state of our life for many years. And then he started to date a very amazing woman who I thank all the time because she really brought these amazing aspects out in him as a woman in his life. And then now his wife. And I owe her very much for helping to shape this amazing man that my brother has become. And I went into the seminary and then I moved on to religious life and etc. And one of the great gifts about religious life is it really puts before you and causes you to confront what happened in your past, what's going on in your past, and allow it to become open to the living flames of love that is the Holy Spirit, you know, so a transformation can occur. Religious life is not an easy thing, nor should it be an easy thing. Some people come to the religious life seeking rainbows and sunshine, and, you know, all they do is get storm clouds, and then they're a little shocked by that, which I sort of chuckle at for, you know, because, well, Yeah, I just kind of find it funny. So I chuckle at that, you know, because perseverance is a necessary aspect of religious life and et cetera. So, and when I was going through Carmelite Formation Program and et cetera, you know, I was able to, you know, get access to, you know, counselors and psychologists and et cetera, so we can work on team dynamics and how do people live together, how do people communicate together and et cetera. And all those skills, coupled with the amazing cultural, language, spiritual background that the Carmelite Order had, I really began to internalize these sort of things and develop a language of being a brother, a language of being able to reconcile, because we think reconciliation is just this easy thing. I forgive you, you forgive me, we can just move along. Well, no, reconciliation amongst people takes a lot of work, and as I was working on myself and learning how to become reconciled to some of the, you know, the demons I had in my own life and et cetera, you know, I realized that there was this issue still between my brother and I, and he was sort of growing in his own ways. And, you know, over the years, I've just been able to use these tools that I have been given as a gift through my religious order, thanks to the donors and everything that have that support our way of life. We live on charity, and as a religious, we can never forget that. I have been able to use those skills in order to mend relationships with my brother and work on the bridges and et cetera. And then he, from his own side of the river and et cetera, you know, sort of that waters of chaos that existed between two of us as we sought to meet each other in the middle. And now, and I don't want to give details because I want to respect his privacy and things, but that's one of the great gifts of religious life and people that sort of submit themselves to maybe being, you know, lay members or being a sister or lay brother or a priest in a religious institution, is it really causes us to confront the things in our life in order to seek out the necessary areas of reconciliation. And it provides a language to speak about these things so we have a better ownership over these things through the power and the blessing of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And now, as I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, my brother and I, we like to be around each other. We like to hang with each other. We would like to do that more, but of course I work on the East Coast and he lives in Michigan. But we love to be in each other's company and just sort of, you know, share a little bit of bologna sandwiches with each other, you know, sort of, you know, telling tall tales and et cetera. And, you know, he's sharing sort of his journeys through life, and I share my journeys through life and et cetera. And he and I, we don't agree on everything. You know, part of being united to one's brothers and sisters isn't just about being, you know, sort of automatons where we all speak the same way and et cetera. But, you know, he and I are able now to give each other the benefit of the doubt and not sort of assume intent of the other and just allow each other to be present to the other when we're in the company of each other and et cetera. So, you know, I make this as a little gift to my brother today because I don't have much money. I can't give them things, you know, him, his wife, my nieces and et cetera. But, you know, I'm utterly amazed by the man he has become. He's a wonderful dad. He is an amazing husband. Notice, not perfect in any of these things, but I'm not a perfect priest, nor am I a perfect brother in Carmel, etc. But thanks to this religious vocation I've received, one of the fruits I never thought would occur is this growth in friendship between my biological brother and I, who has just been an utter surprise to me and a great joy. You know, when we talk about like the fruits of the Holy Spirit, we sort of think of them in the abstract way. Well, seeing this relationship in he and I and the joy that has come forth from it, I know that's the fruit of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit seeks a unity amongst a family. So, you know, I put all this out there in case you're thinking about a call to the religious life. You know, expect to be challenged and pushed in a variety of sort of ways and confronting your past and et cetera. Or even if you're looking at joining, you know, sort of a lay or a third order of a religious institution with inside the Catholic Church, you know, you're going to be called to these things too, because you also will be living in a life of community and et cetera. So I just wanted to share this joy from my vocational experience, my vocational life, as a way of encouraging others discerning a vocational call, but also, you know, maybe to provide a couple seeds of hope to people out there that might have strained relationships in their own family. You know, sometimes there's just those little moments of surprise that come up, and all we can do is just be ready to respond when they occur, like I was able to do when the time was right for my brother and I to just work on building this bridge of reconciliation so he and I can just sort of hang out together now. So I thank you very much for your time today, my brothers and sisters. If you like what I'm doing here, please make sure to go to my website, thefrankfryer.com. There you can find my blog and some of my other social media aspects, or you can go to my YouTube channel. And during Easter time, I have a new video up of on Teresa Avila every Tuesday. And my YouTube channel is look up the Frank Fryer. You'll find me right there. Okay. Thank you again, my brothers and sisters. Anytime, whether it's a second, a minute, 5 minutes that you spend engaging my content, I'm just oh so grateful for. So thank you very much for being with me today. I'm the Frank Fryer, okay, Father Nicholas, praying that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ continues to strengthen you along this journey of life that he has entrusted to you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. God bless you, my brothers and sisters. Have a wonderful day.
Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We want to help others, especially in places of strife, such as the Holy Land, where Christianity is dwindling by the day. But how to help? Here's an easy way. Buying products through the Holy Land gift shop. Every product you purchase at myfranciscan.org/shop helps Christians support their families and stay in the Holy Land. Olive wood, embroidery, spices, and many more authentic products from the Holy Land are available right now at myfranciscan.org/shop. The Holy Land Gift Shop, bringing the Holy Land home.
I learned how many people we could help and how good you feel after you've helped others.
I know Lent is about giving, so I want to give.
These kids are talking about CRS Rice Bowl, a Lenten program known by generations of Catholic families. Children love it because they experience different cultures and gain a lasting impression of the people they are helping. You can bring CRS Rice Bowl into your home and experience the joy of seeing your children or grandchildren find new meaning in Lent. Visit crsricebowl.org to get started.
Rice Bowl inspired me to pray more and to pray for those who are less fortunate.
The Cincinnati Catholic Men's Conference is back. Tickets are on sale now for Saturday, April 28th at the Taft Theater at cincinnatimensconference.com or call 513-214-1534. The speaker conference roster is being hailed as one of the best lineups in the country. In rare appearances, come see Father Mitch Pacwa from EWTN, the man motivator Father Larry Richards, former Moeller High School and University of Notre Dame head football coach Jerry Faust, and the big celebrity keynote, Baz Rutten, UFC world champion, MMA world champ, and movie star. The conference theme is What It Means to Be a True Christian Man in Today's Society. Don't miss the incredible day of motivation, spiritual benefit, and fellowship with men from all walks of life. Get tickets now at cincinnatimensconference.com or call 513-214-1534. That's cincinnatimensconference.com or 513-214-1534. Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media. Find more about us at breadboxmedia.com.